Track 7. Where do we want to be? Background. By 2035, we would like our region to be at the forefront of having made the transition to decarbonised transport, having cleaner air for our people to breathe, having a more physically active population, and having a stronger economy. We want active travel to become the natural choice for short, everyday journeys and to combine with public transport for longer travel. To achieve this, there'll need to be a 45% rise in the number of shorter active travel journeys by 2035. This will get us to the point where over half of short journeys are made by active travel. It is ambitious, but can be achieved with the right level of investment and policy change. The region must also work to tackle the barriers people face and the everyday needs of people making journeys, which includes everyone living in, working in, and visiting the Northeast. There is significant potential to grow the number of active trips taken, and we need to work with partners to help provide safe, attractive, and high-quality active travel infrastructure, which helps people move around the region and make more everyday journeys by walking, wheeling, or cycling. This means working with businesses to help them support their employees to travel actively. We want to be in a position where the vision and objectives of the Northeast Transport Plan and Active Travel Strategy are realised. We also want to ensure the region can help to meet the national targets set out in the government's second Cycling and Walking Investment Strategy, CWIS2, published in July 2022, and the 2020 Gear Change Cycling and Walking Plan for England, which sets out a vision for a travel revolution in England's streets, towns and communities. For this to be achieved, our transport network and offer will look different to how it does today. Active travel will take a more prominent role in how people travel, alongside a sustainable, affordable public transport system and zero-emission vehicles. This chapter sets out how we envisage walking, cycling and wheeling will look in the Northeast by 2035 if this strategy has been implemented. We have identified the need for better active travel infrastructure, including the proposed development of a Northeast active travel network with affordable cycle hire, docking and storage at key transport interchanges, education and employment sites. This chapter also sets out where we want to be in the coming years for each of our challenges. Safety and security, including perceptions, accessibility and maintenance, affordability, coordination and integration, journey times and perceptions of convenience. Safety and security. Perceptions of safety and security are perhaps the most significant barrier which the region needs to tackle. Safety will be a key consideration in the design of all new transport schemes and programs to support people to use active travel for more journeys. Improving existing and building new infrastructure will encourage people to travel actively for more journeys. This includes segregating active travel routes from vehicle traffic where possible and, where feasible, to have segregation between pedestrians and cyclists, directly addressing safety concerns and reducing the likelihood of collisions. On our road network, the needs of all road users will be considered, ensuring that conflicts are reduced and suitable speed limits are in place to improve road safety for all road users, especially vulnerable road users. Pedestrians and pedal cyclists will be physically separated from cars where possible to improve road safety for vulnerable road users. Given the challenges of accommodating segregated active travel pathways, particularly in rural areas, highway authorities will have considered measures to improve the safety of pedestrians, equestrians and cyclists when sharing the carriageway, as well as motor traffic. We want everyone to feel safe walking, wheeling and cycling around the Northeast. Active travel routes will be more direct where feasible, with fewer blind corners and good lighting, improving safety. Our footpaths and cycleways will be attractive and pleasant, and people will enjoy using them. Perceptions of safety and security will be further improved by more people choosing to walk, wheel or cycle around our cities, towns, suburbs and villages. A greater presence of people moving around our region actively will encourage others to do the same, helping to support economic development. Streets will be for all, with greater priority given to pedestrians. Areas, particularly town and city centres, will be more walkable and well lit, with improvements to the built environment and better lighting and greater CCTV coverage, providing reassurances and boosting confidence. Pedestrians and cyclists alike will be met by modern, well-lit and safe waiting and storage facilities to complete their onward journeys by public transport, such as bus, metro, rail and ferry. A range of cycle storage solutions will be available across the region, and these will be covered by CCTV where possible, combating bike theft. People of all ages will have improved confidence and cycling skills through equal access cycling training initiatives across the Northeast. People will have awareness of the updated highway code, which places pedestrians at the top of a road user hierarchy. Understanding of key changes, including other traffic having to give way to pedestrians crossing or waiting to cross at a junction, and the position in the road for cyclists, will be enhanced. The updated hierarchy and raising awareness of it will help improve the safety of people walking, wheeling and cycling. Many journeys between rural communities will be perceived as more cyclable distances, through allowing space for paths within or outside the highway boundary, improving safety for pedestrians as well as cyclists. Accessibility and maintenance. New infrastructure solutions will be high quality and will meet, and where possible exceed, minimum design standards. The region will have a defined Northeast Strategic Active Travel Network connecting our towns, cities and neighbourhoods with key destinations such as public transport interchanges, education, employment, healthcare and leisure locations. This will be created initially by working with local authority partners to identify and address known gaps in the active travel network to create more direct and desirable routes. Local cycling and walking infrastructure plans, LCWIPs, and Rights of Way Improvement Plan, ROWIPs, will feed in directly to the development of the strategic regional network. Towns, cities and neighbourhoods across the region, in rural and urban areas, will have been upgraded and redesigned where feasible to enable more active short journeys. Active travel will be more inclusive by removing barriers that make it harder for some to walk, wheel or cycle to their destinations. This will ensure that travelling actively in the Northeast is accessible to all, regardless of age, sex, race or disability. The active travel network will link both urban, suburban and rural communities where possible and will be designed to a consistent regional standard with a strong identifiable brand. We want to be in a position where the Northeast Strategic Active Travel Network has targeted investment so that maintenance and cleaning is guaranteed and the network remains reliable and pleasant for users. It will be easier for people with restricted mobility to be able to use active travel as a form of transport, including as a means of accessing public transport. There will be wide, segregated where possible, and well-maintained routes, dropped curbs, ramp access provision where necessary, and other inclusive infrastructure, such as well-designed crossing points. Footpaths and cycleways will also be well-maintained, free of uneven surfaces. Footpaths and cycleways will also be well-maintained, free of uneven surfaces, potholes, trip hazards, and overhanging vegetation through strengthened maintenance and cleaning regimes. Greater provision of shelters and rest areas will ensure people have the opportunity to take a break during their journey. In addition to providing new active travel routes, the existing network will have continued to be upgraded to the highest standard, enabling onward connections away from main routes, including off-carriageway routes in rural areas. The region will have successfully made the case for partners and get financial resource for targeted investment in maintenance activities to complete maintenance at pace, to improve resilience and drive up the safety of the region's networks. Our active travel network will be used by different non-traditional bikes by removing barriers and improving surfaces. There will be reduced street clutter on footpaths and cycle lanes due to badly parked cars and vans as a result of greater enforcement, which will help all users, especially visually impaired people and people using wheelchairs and pushchairs. Mobility hubs in urban, suburban and rural areas will provide services related to cycling, walking and wheeling, such as hire bikes and bike repair. E-bikes will be hireable and used more in rural locations because of the longer distances people may need to travel and also enable people to tackle hills easier. E-bikes will have unlocked a huge opportunity for improving transport between and beyond suburban areas, where distances to key destinations are too long for many to consider walking or cycling using a conventional bike, and where public transport options are limited. Working with local authorities and developers, new housing and business developments will be built around making active travel the first choice for journeys, aligned to the region's Making the Right Travel Choice strategy. The National Cycle Network, NCN, and long-distance walking routes will have been improved by working closely with local authorities, Sustrans, and other key delivery partners. Given the limitations that are often in place for creating new active travel infrastructure in rural locations, creative solutions which make better use of existing infrastructure will be introduced. 15-minute neighbourhood concepts will have been introduced in urban, suburban and rural areas where work, key amenities, shops and services are within a 15-minute walk, wheel or cycle from home, enabling people to make more active journeys rather than travelling by car. Potential for active travel to grow the region's visitor economy and for tourists to travel actively and combine walking, wheeling and cycling with public transport will have been unlocked through working in partnership with tourism organisations. Case study: Cycling for Health. Cycling UK run a Cycling for Health scheme that aims to get people started with cycling and improve their health and well-being. People are referred to the scheme by community organisations and health and social care professionals and enrolled on a 12-week instructor-led course to provide a route into regular activity through cycling. Designed for adults identified as having poor mental health, the course involves working together with others to develop a new skill and grow in confidence. The courses are delivered in small groups of up to 12 people, bikes are provided, and participants progress to deliver a steady and achievable increase in activity. Once people complete the program, they can join established community cycle clubs and be part of groups who regularly cycle together. Evaluation of the Cycling for Health scheme in West Yorkshire found that at the end of the program, 63% of attendees increased cycling levels and 49% reported they now cycled more than once a week. Those meeting the Chief Medical Officer physical activity guidelines, 150 minutes per week moderate activity, rose from 22% to 69% immediately after completing the program. And mental health and well-being indicators have consistently improved over past 5 years. Improving active travel infrastructure in Blyth, Northumberland. Improvements are being made to active travel infrastructure using the Active Travel Fund. Segregated cycling and crossing facilities have been built on Waterloo Road to improve access to the town centre, aligned to wider Energising Blyth Town Centre redevelopment proposals. The scheme was completed and opened to traffic on the 31st of August 2022. Smart and Healthy Metro Stations, South Tyneside. As part of the Transforming Cities Fund, South Tyneside Council is developing two smart and healthy metro stations, focusing initially on two sites, Tyne Dock and Chichester, due to their elevated levels of commercial and industrial activity within the immediate area of each. The scheme will improve active travel connectivity from each metro station to nearby businesses and areas of commercial activity, including the Port of Tyne. These schemes are expected to be complete by spring 2023. Affordability. The region will champion active travel, particularly walking for more journeys, as an affordable and attractive way of travelling. People will be able to easily hire cycles across the northeast, including e-bikes, in order to travel around cheaply. This will address issues around transport poverty and social exclusion. The region will also have explored further opportunities of regulated e-scooter hire. Businesses and employers will be able to support and enable their staff to introduce more active journeys to and from work, building on current initiatives such as the Cycle to Work scheme. More employers will have electric bikes available for staff to use during work hours for business travel. Coordination and integration. Combining active travel with public transport, such as walking, wheeling or cycling to a station or interchange, will be an effective way for people to incorporate physical activity into daily life and raise activity levels. There will have been significant growth in the numbers of people travelling actively for the first and last mile of journeys, using bus, metro, rail and the Shields ferry as part of a journey. Active travel routes will link to public transport stations and interchanges, allowing for safe and seamless travel with other forms of transport. The region's public transport network and services will work better for cyclists than it already does today in 2022. It will be easier to store bikes at interchanges and bring them on more public transport services where appropriate and feasible. The region will also have suitable active travel storage facilities at leisure spots and key employment sites to ensure that people are able to safely store their cycle. This will be achieved by working with local authorities, transport operators, and other active travel stakeholders. Greater active travel journeys in the region will not replace or compete with journeys currently made by public transport, but rather complement and feed into the region's public transport system as part of a one total sustainable network. There will be seamless active travel integration with public transport for onward journeys. Real-time public transport passenger information will show how long it takes and the most convenient route to travel when walking, wheeling or cycling to a public transport station or interchange. People will be able to see where there is available cycle parking and be able to book it. Incentives as part of an integrated transport app could also reward people for making more active journeys. People will be able to easily hire cycles, including e-cycles and, where appropriate, e-scooters throughout the region at public transport stations and interchanges. Cycle hire will be integrated with the rest of the region's sustainable transport network. Given the importance of integration with public transport for active travel in rural locations, creative solutions combining active travel with public transport, such as demand-responsive transport, DRT, including bus services and mobility as a service, MaaS, will have been introduced where appropriate in rural communities. Journey times and perceptions of convenience. Active travel will be viewed as a regular activity that everyone can enjoy for a range of journey purposes. Routes will be more direct, improving journey times in some cases. There will have been a significant rise in e-bike and e-cargo bikes across the region, especially from people who currently don't cycle. Organisations will be able to deliver some goods over short distances using cargo bikes instead of doing so by using petrol or diesel vans. As well as e-cargo bikes being used for home deliveries, there'll be a greater use of e-cargo bikes such as ones which can carry children, will support more suburban families to switch more journeys from car to active travel. More people will walk, wheel or cycle to work, education sites, healthcare appointments and to leisure locations and facilities. More school children will travel actively to school, in line with the government's target of 55% of primary school journeys made this way. Support from stakeholders, such as local schools, councils and charities, such as Living Streets and Sustrans, to drive forward cycling initiatives in schools, will achieve this. Negative perceptions of active travel will have been addressed through various initiatives, such as promotional campaigns, which will have successfully helped more people to walk, wheel and cycle for all types of journeys in the Northeast. Walking, wheeling and cycling will be seen as a form of pleasure, entertainment and exercise. More people will visit the region and travel actively when getting around. More people will visit the region to use long distance walking routes, cycle routes, rambling, mountain biking, for example. This will be achieved by working in partnership with tourism organisations to promote the region's active travel assets. There will be more school streets across the region, which will have helped lower congestion, improved air quality, and boosted the number of children walking, cycling and scooting to school each day. Teenagers and school leavers will also receive cycling education to take forward active travel in their adult life. We will remain realistic in our recognition that active travel won't be suitable for all journeys. The reasons why people travel the way they do are complex and depend on a number of circumstances which can change per journey, so a flexible approach is needed. There will not be a one-size-fits-all approach in the region, recognizing that the car or van may be the only option for certain journeys and personal circumstances. Where do we want to be? Chapter summary. This chapter has set out how we envisage walking, cycling and wheeling will look in the Northeast in 2035 if this strategy has been successfully implemented. It sets out a vision for the region where people make more everyday journeys by walking, wheeling or cycling. Active travel will take a more prominent role in how people travel, with over half of short journeys made by active travel by 2035. More active travel will complement a sustainable, affordable public transport system along with zero-emission vehicles. This will be achieved by securing funding for providing and promoting safe, attractive, and high-quality active travel infrastructure, which this strategy makes the case for. Where do we want to be? Desired outcomes. Active, travel-friendly places. We will invest in and support development which improve public spaces to enable more walking, wheeling and cycling. Active travel will be deeper integrated with public transport by improving access to equipment such as cycle hire and storage at public transport stations and interchanges. World-class travel network. We will promote more safe, continuous, direct routes for cycling in towns and cities, physically separated from pedestrians and volume motor traffic, serving the places that people want to go. And that is the end of Track 7.